The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It is Monday, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, where I'm at. We got word in late last night. There's a attorney who's been on the front line of the COVID scam situation, Reiner Fulmick, who I got a chance to interview live. He was in Mexico at the time that we did the interview with him, and it was we managed to get him in the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention on March 25th of this year. And I got a chance to interview him face-to-face via the screen. We just got word last night, German authorities have arrested Reiner Fulmick in Mexico at the German embassy and are transporting him back to Germany, where they're going to place him under arrest. We are not sure why that's happening, but we just got word late last night that this is what's going on. So we don't know why. We haven't found that out yet. They've already tried to muster the forces together to try to get him released. We don't know what it's about. As soon as we find that information out, we will let you know. They're starting to seriously come after people with a vengeance. Apparently, he lost his passport, too. That may have something to do with it. They picked him up at the German embassy in Mexico. All of this brought to you by, of course, the Power Mall, where this week I have still am doing the 20% off my books, 10% off of Miracle Skin products, 10% off OptiVita products, with the exception of the Winter Wellness Bundle, which we've already discounted for you. And that discount applies at checkout if you want to order it online at thepowermall.com. We're doing everything that you remember. If you listened to Jay's Corner last week, we are doing not 10, but 15% off products discussed in Jay's Corner. And those would be Colestimin, Black Seed Plus capsules, oil of black seed, silver liquid 10 part per million and spray accessory kit, Willard water aloe gel, and silver gel 24 parts per million in the 4 ounce bottle. Those products are 15% off because Jay talked about them last Friday when we did the Jay's Corner here on the Power Hour. We're going to try to reach out to Joaquim Hagopian later in the show. And, wow, lots of serious things happening besides what we just told you. You know what happened to the last guy in Germany that was talking about graphene oxide and what happened to him? The scientist exposed it all, and German police invaded his apartment, and apparently he was assaulted, we think, with a needle, and he died. This is something, you know, when back in med school, I learned the old phrase DRT. Instead of DOA, DRT died right there. Yep, right in his apartment. They shot him up with something. Shut him up. He went viral with graphene oxide on a video. Now he's dead. We can hope that they're not planning to do that to Reiner Fulmick, who's trying to fight for our rights to wake people up to what's going on over these COVID jabs. In world news at 4 minutes after the hour, the U.S. Embassy has issued an urgent warning for American citizens in Gaza to move south. Now, we have heard that Hamas is not letting Americans leave. They're killing Palestinian civilians trying to flee to the south. See, the part of the problem with Hamas is they like using civilians as shields, human shields, so they can sit there when they fire missiles into the Gaza Strip, trying to take out Hamas's leaders and part of their terrorist organization. The civilians get killed, and what happens is Hamas goes, ha ha, you killed civilians too. See, they're trying to make this all part of their campaign to turn people against. See, now this is deliberate, folks. What they're doing is deliberate. Now, I'm reporting the news, but what, you know, you have to try to sift through all of this. We were asked, by the way, if we wanted to have a Palestinian journalist on. And I felt like it was kind of like just the opposite, a 180 of Jason Rantz, who was on the show last week, representing what was going on in the Jewish mindset versus the, and see, anybody that is familiar biblically with what is really going on over there understands that what is happening to we the people right now. First off, we had shock and awe. I don't think anybody is going to disagree with me on that. We had shock and awe with Hamas going in and killing people. And a lot of, there's a lot of deniers out there saying, nope, didn't happen. And I'm like, I don't know. You got enough witnesses over there and people in the States that have people over there they can't reach. I mean, something is going on over there. We can't just be total deniers that there isn't any kind of war footage out there that represents what is happening. Those of you who are thinking that we're trying to, they're trying to suck us in. Oh, now that part, you're right about. That part, you're definitely right about. You see, the warmongers here in America, I'm talking about Lindsey Graham and people like his kind, his ilk, they want you to get involved. They have money invested in stocks for defense contractors. They are part of the military industrial complex. They're the ones Eisenhower warned us about. And we have all the, see, GOP is spending so much time investing in stuff, making itself rich. It's not paying attention to what's going on our southern border. What's bad enough that, you know, the U.S. Embassy is telling Americans to move south so they don't get in the fray because Israel anticipates going in to ground movement in the Hamas-controlled region of the Gaza Strip. So they want Americans as human shields as well as their own citizens who they're trying to kill because they're trying to get out. They're saying, no, you're not going anywhere. Yeah, we are. Boom, you're dead now. Apparently, a lot of them that were killed were children. So, yeah, we're getting news, and you have to sift through this and decide whether or not you're going to let it get in between your ears. The EU, of course, has come out on the Israel-Gaza war, insisted it remains committed to peace and a two-state solution. I don't think Israel's going to have any of it. I don't care what the European Council has said yesterday. Well, we need to have peace in the Middle East. They just don't want this backing up into their own backyard. That's the reason why the EU is saying it. This is one of the reasons why Palestinians are trying to flee the country. Egypt's going, nope, you're not coming here. We're not having that. But no, they they want them over here. Yeah, we have people in this country, politicians that want them all let in here. And now there's controversy erupting about that. The Hamas thought it would break Israel, but Benjamin Netanyahu convened his emergency unity government on Sunday morning. You see, once you get attacked, everybody unifies. Do you notice how that works? Remember 9/11? Remember how everybody, rah, 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 shish, kumbad, we wagged the dog, not knowing what we were in for? We had to have a criminal. We had to have a villain. Off of his head, the jury said, this villain must be tried. Yeah, they did. They pointed a finger right at Iraq, pointed a finger right at Saddam Hussein. We went over there, shock and awe. Thank you, Bushites. Shock and awe. And all of a sudden, there goes Iraq. Now, they killed Saddam Hussein and tortured a bunch of his followers. And now they created a political vacuum in the Middle East. They made it worse than if they would have just left it alone. And we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. Nope. It was all weapons of mass destruction, which is exactly what the warmongers are using right now to try to get us all to rah, 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 shish, kumbah, the same thing We all want to sit around the campfire and sing Kumbaya. We don't want any part of this. This isn't our war. Of course, now, you know, if you have some sort of Israeli or Palestinian descent and you're in America, well, of course you want to be involved. Of course you want America to stick its nose in where it doesn't belong. Some of you even think that we ought to push the magic button and turn the Gaza Strip into a nuclear parking lot. My question here is, what good would that do? Is that going to stop anything? Well, you're going to take a lot of innocent life. We know that. And then not only that, but imagine if they did this, what would happen when the jet stream carries that radiation and fallout over the rest of the Middle East? What kind of blowback, I use that term loosely in the form of the jet stream, well, but politically, what kind of blowback you think that's going to have? If somebody launches a nuke and just tries to turn Gaza Strip into a parking lot, how's that going to work? Iran's going to get involved. Syria's going to get involved. Lebanon's going to get involved. This is what the war machine wants. And they want the Americans to acknowledge that to give them a green light to go do what they're doing. In the meantime, Christopher Wray, and no, it's not the Christopher Robbins from House on Pooh Corner. No, it's Christopher Wray. He might as well be. Warning of Hamas copycat threat. Here, specific plots targeting American, urging local police to remain vigilant. Well, what about the rest of us? Excuse me. You really think they're going to go hit a police station? Urging local police to remain vigilant. My ass. Wray, you're an idiot. You don't care about the American people, Christopher Wray. If they came to your front door, that's the only time you would care. And they might. You never know. He's one of those classic NIMBYs that thinks, oh, I've got security. I'm not worried. Wow. Hamas copycat threat here in the States. Folks, we warned you. Not only do the local police need to remain vigilant, so do we, the people, especially if you're living in a major city. Because this is where all of these people that could do us harm, including Hamas, from our latest reports, they will strike there first because they can blend in and exact atrocities and maybe not even detected while they do it. The U.S. has confirmed that second carrier strike is en route to Israel. This would be the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower carrying 9 aircraft squadrons. Aircraft squadrons. I almost started doing my Elmer Fudd there, as well as 2 guided missile destroyers. Yep. And a guided missile cruiser. Ooh, I'm scared now, aren't you? They're going to deter hostile actions against Israel. Really? Yeah. Show of force. Got to have a show of force. Oh, Lindsey Graham's probably jumping up and down right now, huh? Yeah, they're sitting there playing with their little army men in Washington right there, building little sand dunes, you know, boop, 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 attacking each other. This is what they do. I swear to God, they're sitting in their offices right now. They got their little G.I. Joes in there. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do next. How many more people they could take out and reduce the population while they're doing it. Now, you want to know what happened on Friday the 13th last? We haven't heard yet. Only one incident that actually made the news was in Beijing, China, where they arrested a 53-year-old foreign man. According to what happened, an Israeli diplomat was stabbed. He's in the hospital right now. Of course, they haven't identified. He was 50 years old. He was injured in front of a supermarket in the Chaoyang district. But past that, we don't know. The foreign man is suspected of stabbing the male embassy worker on the streets of Beijing, engages in small commodities business in China's capital. And past that, we have no other information about it. This after Hamas called for a day of rage and global jihad. Yeah. Poland. Conservative governance may be coming to an end there. Exit polls from the parliamentary elections held yesterday suggest the governing Law and Justice Party is unlikely to have garnered enough support for majority or even coalition government. Oh, this is not a good thing. Of course, these are exit polls. You can't put a lot of faith in that. In New Zealand, however, the Labour government has lost half of its seats in a bloodbath election loss. New Zealanders will welcome a new right-leaning government after the Labour Party was swept out of power in a heavy election defeat. Former airline executive Christopher Luxon, 53, is going to become New Zealand's next prime minister after his centre-right National Party received the majority of the votes. The Labour Party, led by Chris Hipkins, after the resignation of Jacinda Ardern, remember the one, that little wimpo that just started crying that demanded everybody get the jab when 11,000 of their people didn't, all government workers. Of course, she conceded defeat at a gathering of party faithful on the evening of October 14th. This is Hipkins, of course. Labour Party is not in a position to form government, according to what Hipkins said. Of course, you know, he can promise you he'll keep fighting for the working people. That is our history. We will get up again. I get knocked down and I get up again. Oh, wait a minute. That was an Australian group. yeah. Okay. You remember that? Chumbawamba. That's the name of the band. For those of you who don't know that, Tub Thumping is the name of the song. A little history. Got to throw in some music here this morning. Need some entertainment amongst all this negativity. Banana fortune heir Daniel Noboa has won the right to be president of Ecuador. He is conservative. He does not like cocaine trafficking. He does not like violent crime, has promised to change things in Ecuador. The Louvre in Paris has been evacuated over the weekend, shut down for the rest of the day because of a bomb threat. Happened after we got off the air on Friday. The former residence of the French royal family was also evacuated after getting a bomb threat, separate from that, and was closed the rest of the day. Russia has suspended all seafood imports from Japan. Why? Fukushima, Fukushima, Fukushima. Yeah, that's why. Contamination fears from the release of wastewater. Oh, why are those shrimp glowing in the dark? Wait, we have more. Yeah, sorry, no Ginsu steak knives with that one. 17 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here. Now, we the people do not need to get involved in what's going on there. We've got our own backyard problems to be concerned with, and I'll tell you why that is. The word is multiculturalism. It will kill America. And who, out of the mouths of babes, Henry Kissinger, migration and the multicultural destruction of the Western world. Kissinger recently told Politico it was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different cultures and religions and concepts because it creates a pressure group inside each country that doesn't. He was talking about what was going on in Europe. But then he says, we believe that America can and should continue to provide refuge to those fleeing violence and persecution without compromising the security and safety of our nation. To do otherwise would be contrary to our nation's traditions of openness and inclusivity. Oh, know the words now? Would undermine our core objective of combating terrorism. Inclusivity. Oh, the NIMBYs are about to find out the hard way. Tucker Carlson has released episode 30 on X, explaining the border crisis is worse than we thought. It's funny about the elections in Poland, and he's got somebody from Poland on there explaining why no illegal immigrants are in Poland right now, because they don't have terrorists. Zero immigrants means zero acts of terror. That's what he said. I watched the whole video. It's about 26 minutes long. Might be worth a look-see when you get your email blast today and you get the link. Some of you that have internet might go to x.com/Tucker Carlson and watch that 26-minute video. Rather interesting. He actually shows what happened in El Paso, and it's not pretty. I mean, we're talking about like a flash mob running into the city of El Paso. Texas is going down, and what's Abbott doing? Abbott! Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Traitor Abbott. No. Not happening. People in Texas, especially along the border, I imagine they're probably arming themselves right now, wouldn't you think? Just remember, guys down there at the border, if you happen to shoot somebody, I don't know. You stand to be arrested. They better be attacking you. You better be defending yourself. This isn't, you know, hey, look, a bunch of illegals. Let's have target practice. Can't work like that. Hope you're smarter than that. Okay. People think I'm just kidding about stuff like that. I'm not kidding. Because they will arrest you. They did that to the guy in Arizona. Remember, he called up and, well, I just shot some guy that was in my yard. And now he's in jail. Yeah, you got to be prepared for the fact that if you exact any kind of violence against these people, it's like the American people. We the people have one arm tied behind our back because the Biden administration is not going to stand for retribution. These people don't have a right to be here because they'll all vote Democrat and keep us in power. That's what this is all about. In fact, to tell you how bad the crisis is in this country, Cindy Flash, like the character Flash, yeah, she's a 67-year-old Minnesota native. She and her 66-year-old husband, Egal Flash, were among more than 1,300 people murdered by Saturday's brutal Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Flash's family described her as a staunch advocate for the rights of Palestinians and an outspoken opponent of Israeli military action. Now she's dead. Oh, it's all about the Palestinians. They deserve to have the right to have their own state. And now what did Hamas do? Murdered them. They don't care. They don't care about you, Cindy, or your husband. They don't care. They have a different agenda, and it's not you. Biden's deputies, by the way, have revealed a population of 5.7 million known illegals entering the United States at this juncture. I think it's more. I think we're closer to 7 million, not including the gotaways. This long-concealed number was revealed inside an agency request for a contractor to run case management and ensure community service referrals for the administration's growing population of illegal immigrants. Where are we going to put them all? And earlier we told you about controversy erupting over the U.S. to accept Gaza refugees amid the Israeli-Hamas war. Some Republicans have come out in opposition to progressive calls, one of them by the guy that pulled the fire alarm, Jamal Bowman, member of the left-wing squad. Oh, Jamal, guess what? Hey, Jamal. Yeah, we're going to bring some of those people to your home. How about some Hamas? Would you like some Hamas in your house, too? We're going to bring them to your front door and see what they do. You know, maybe you should take them in your home. Oh, not in my backyard. I think the NIMBYs have finally figured it out. Hochul, Kathy Hochul, the Wicked Witch of the Northeast, has thrown her support behind efforts to end a legal agreement requiring New York City to provide emergency housing to homeless people as officials struggle to handle the ongoing illegal immigration crisis. Oh, the NIMBYs have finally figured it out. People are going, NIMBYs, what's Krieger talking about? NIMBY, acronym, not in my backyard. NIMBY. But I got to tell you these things. Yeah. And Ms. Hochul is a Democrat. She formally endorsed New York City's challenge to the decades-old requirement known as the right to shelter rule in a court filing this week. The challenge against the mandate, which was initially established to help address New York City's homeless crisis, of course, is being led by Mayor Eric Adams. You know, I don't think New Yorkers like it. Why? Because they're having to pay for all this. It's going to show up in their tax bill. Don't you worry. It's coming. Those of you in New York, you want to leave now? You want to try to sell your house? Wonder how long it'll sit on the market before somebody that doesn't know any better buys it. Pays those outrageous prices. Why? Because I want to live in New York. New York, New York. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like Chicago, that toddling town. Boy, it's really funny that everyone that Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, every single one of those cities, he left his heart in San Francisco and his kidneys at Bay General. Every one of the places that they sing about is now a blue state city that's under attack by something, more likely homeless crises and crime. By the way, I'm going to go all the way down to the bottom of the column in case you missed it. Believe it or not, St. Louis has been ruled the most crime-ridden city and the unsafest place to live in America. Wow. You know the other, in case you missed it, story, Suzanne Somers, Three's Company actress, has passed away at the age of 76 following a decades-long battle with cancer. Piper Laurie, remember her, the mom who stabbed her daughter in the movie Carrie, has passed away of old age, according to her manager, at 91. Interesting. I just thought I'd jump around a little bit. Now, back up to what is going on with this funding both sides of the war. Congress is going to be investigating if the billions in U.S. weapon that Joe Biden gifted the Taliban in Ukraine were used by Hamas. A lot of people saw the weapons and went, hey, I know that one. Yep, they found their way into Gaza. How's that possible? Taliban goes, we didn't do it. Yeah, really? How much money did you get from Hamas, Taliban? Wow. You see, they're all part of the Middle Eastern conflict. Joe Biden left 300 times more guns than those passed to the Mexican cartels in Obama's Fast and Furious program. Dude, it's a bit nutty, wouldn't you say? Congress is going to investigate. Oh, yeah, they're going to investigate. We're doing something. We're spending your tax dollars into oblivion. We're doing something. Uniparty is so screwed. What a mess. Oh, by the way, moving into U.S. news, and I'm talking about U.S. Incorporated, because we all know that's what it is, right? It's an incorporation. They've got incorporations all over. All the courts are incorporated. Everything is incorporated. This is why they can reach out, you know, at arm's length transactions all over the country, because we get corporations everywhere. Yeah, seriously, do some research into it. Find the corporate charters of all the counties. Yeah, you notice you incorporated in 1858. They get corporations for everybody. Well, you have to sue the corporation. You can't sue us. Oh, yeah, right. See, this is why we have state and federal tort laws. Jim Jordan has been chosen as the Republican speaker nominee. We're waiting on the vote. Haven't heard yet. We'll keep an eye on that one. He may not have enough votes. Attorney General Jeff Landry, however, Republican backed by former President Trump, has won Louisiana governor's race, holding off a crowded field of candidates. He is going to replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democratic governor in the Deep South. Now he will be replaced by a Republican. Landry also has hailed the ruling in government big tech censorship case as an Independence Day triumph. This is that case that he filed about the Biden administration working with big tech companies to censor Americans' speech on social media platforms. More U.S. Inc. news coming your way after these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here in the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Now, did you stay around for the break and listen to the commercials? My commercial was on there. Remember what I said in the commercial that I take a Regaresp? That's right here. What I have right here in this little jar right here, I'm taking out the Regaresp capsule. I tell you, I take this live streaming on the air right here. Here I am. I just took it. Did you see? Now, see, I wasn't lying to you. Nope, we can't do that. We are transparent here. We're trying to be transparent and get people to wake up and understand their health is probably the most important thing. It's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm up at 4 a.m. My body clock goes off. Boom, man, I'm at it. It's habit. You know, when you're in the military, they come in banging the trash cans at 5 a.m. when you're in basic training. That's what starts the process. You never outgrow that. Anybody that's been in the military knows your body clock just starts like 5 a.m. It's like, ah, sometimes it's earlier, depending on how much stuff you got on your plate. Over the weekend, it's always very busy trying to put news together because you're trying to figure out what's important and what's not. That's why we sift through stuff and make fun of it or try to relate to it, figure out what relevance it actually has in our daily living, whether or not we should pay attention to it. Just like this nonsense going over in the Middle East right now, this is another thing they're trying to suck us into. You can see all these left-wing libtards out there, all the Palestinian supporters in the streets protesting. Again, what good is it going to do? They're showing their support for whatever. these people that are doing this, it's like, okay, what do you guys do for a living? Do you work or do you suck up the tea to the government? What is it that you do? You know, like these abortion protesters, it's like, you know, the pro-abortionists, it's like, okay, do you have a daytime job? You like what they sing about and Money for Nothing, you know, or whatever. Sultan's a swing. He's got a daytime job and he's doing all right, you know. Do you guys have a job? Do you do anything else but go out and protest political junk like this? You know, forget about life, liberty, and property. If you don't believe in the Constitution, just say so. Just tell them you want to live in a communist country. You want to be socialist. You want to, you know, you want the government to give you handouts. Just tell everybody that. We expect the government, if, you know, we can go out and get pregnant as many times as we want, and there's always a medical doctor around, and he's got that vacuum cleaner right there to suck it out. See, this is what they think. They think they have a right to do that. Anytime we want, we can go out and be promiscuous. God, who's the daddy? You see, this is what's made America stink these days, is you get people like this, and they've been educated in these libtard institutions. We know where this is coming from. And if it's not there, it's in our elementary grade schools and high schools. And they're being taught that, you know, well, maybe you should question your own sexuality. Maybe you should go out and have your breasts lopped off. Maybe you should go have drugs that change your the way you behave anatomically. They mess with you. And oh, no, don't worry. It can be reversed if you change your mind. No, it can't. You know, they're lying to you, folks. I hate to say it, but if you've got a kid in this libtard society school that we have, public fool, that's what I call it, maybe you might want to think about figuring out a way to homeschool them. Teach them the way they should go, and when they get older, they won't turn away from it. That's what the Bible says, right? In the Trump documents case, the judge in that case got a little irate with the DOJ for wasting the court's time, calling for a Garcia hearing. Yeah, they didn't, Attorney David Harbach, you know, for the government, did not file arguments and case citations, the motion the government had already submitted. Mr. Harbach had argued there was an ethical issue with the defendant's legal counsel that they should not be able to call into question their former client's credibility and characters on the witness stand. These roundabout arguments ended up frustrating the judge. Walt Nauta's hearing was ultimately postponed because the judge was a little peeved about the behavior. Why are we having this Garcia hearing? These people are representing Mr. De Oliveira and Mr. Nauta. The hearing's being held back to back. See, when there is a conflict of interest between the attorney and the client, the government, of course, is arguing that the attorneys had those conflicts of interest and couldn't properly represent Mr. De Oliveira or Mr. Nauta. And so they ended up in this little tete-a-tete with the judge, and the judge was like, no, we're not doing this. Dennis Kucinich, longtime Democratic congressman, has stepped down from the post of campaign manager for RFK Jr. And who is the new campaign manager? Well, none other than Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, Mr. Kennedy's daughter-in-law. That's what you call keeping things close. Yep. Believe it or not, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy is a former undercover CIA agent who's married to Mr. Kennedy's son, Robert F. Kennedy III. Just so you know. Didn't know if you knew that or not. There is a poll out, and I know what you think about polls, but this is at least something to consider. Ponder this. Riddle me this, Batman. Yep. A majority of American adults surveyed, survey says, the U.S. is moving in the wrong direction, with a poll revealing that only 21% of respondents agreed with the way the country is heading. So one-fifth of the country think everything is wonderful. Yeah, I wonder who those people are. The ones in the homeless camps that are doped up? The ones that are woke. Yeah, I think we got that all figured out. This is Associated Press, by the way, AP NORC Research Center. They took the poll in the days following Representative Kevin McCarthy's ouster as House Speaker, finding that 78% of U.S. adults disagree with the direction the country is taking. You think they're sick of the Uniparty? You think they want change? You know, this is the thing about the Tucker interview he did with the guy from Poland. The guy from Poland actually said that Trump was right about the border wall. He said they put up a border wall and nobody has come in their country. They keep them out. Seriously, Poland doesn't have that problem because Poland values its citizens. That's what this guy said. He said Trump was right on. He should have put that border wall up, should have been allowed to put that border wall up. Biden has done everything but put that border wall up and basically invited everybody and his brother to come in here and multiculturalize America. Folks, this is going to be a real problem when these people all of a sudden start making an impact on the economy. And the U.S. government is not listening. Speaking of economy, here at 41 minutes after the hour, Walmart employees. Now, you're little Walmart, Wally World. Oh, you're talking about Wally World again. Wally World employees are complaining of safety issues due to a spike in what? What I told you was going to happen. Shoplifting. Yeah, the big box chain is introducing more anti-theft measures due to the spike in crime. But see, the thing is, as Business Insider was showing in their report, Walmart's anti-theft self-checkout technology is effective, but it involves confronting customers, leading to many suspected shoplifters becoming hostile to workers. What? You know, just imagine that. You're an honest John. DJ, you dirty guy. Yeah, you remember that going into Walmart and you're trying to do the right thing. And you're trying, you go through the self-checkout because you don't want it. You know, it's a long line at the regular checkout line. This is one of the reasons why I go through the regular checkout line anywhere. I don't go to the self-checkout. I go to the regular checkout because I want to talk to the clerk. And I sometimes go into Walmart just as a test. Not of the emergency broadcast system. I just want to see what the atmosphere is like. And you know, the clerk, the whole time she was ringing me out, didn't say a word. She acted like she didn't want to be there. Number of reasons why that could be. And as much as you try to talk to them and be nice to them and everything, just go on about their business and ring you out and move on to the next customer. They don't want to have a conversation with customers. Isn't that what customer service is all about? Saying, hi, how you doing? Oh, what is that? Did you not bring that up? Are you trying to walk out the door without paying for that item, sir? Well, have a nice day. You know, nope, they don't want that. They don't want some guy turning around and bloodying their nose and flattening their face. Being accused of something they didn't do. See, this is a problem. This is what's got Walmart going on. But see, the bigger reason is why they had to put the anti-theft self-checkout technology on board, because of the shoplifting spike we told you was going to start happening in America. It's become so bad. Rite Aid, remember that bunch? They filed for bankruptcy. They're going to be closing 63 stores in the coming months, as it reassesses how many locations it actually needs. Rite Aid says the goal is to reduce costs. That's why you file Chapter 11. These 63 closures began last month, and of course, they're expected to boost earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization by roughly $25 million. See, their sales projections for fiscal third quarter didn't come in as expected, so they just announced they were filing for bankruptcy. And of course, in New York, not my gas stove. Yeah, that's right. Natural gas and construction groups have filed a lawsuit challenging New York's prohibition on gas stoves. Well, we knew that was going to happen. All the Democrat-controlled cities and local governments have taken on similar measures because of climate change. How do you think that's going to work out? You know, the Natural Propane Gas Association, the National Association of Home Builders, and other similarly related organizations are accusing New York State of violating federal law by banning gas stoves and other appliances in new buildings. Several trade unions even jumped on board. Said it would hurt businesses, spark layoffs, and trigger increases in energy prices. How are you supposed to feed your family and pay your mortgage when the state is choking off your means of survival? And not only that, man, you ever heard the old saying, man, we're cooking with gas? Do you know why? Because your pans heat up quicker, you use less energy. I mean, I can show you right now from my own results by having a gas propane fireplace, by having a gas stove and a gas hot water heater. I only used 160 gallons of gas, propane, 160 gallons in 1 year with a very cold winter. 1 year, 160 gallons. Multiply that. Let's get your calculators out, boys and girls. I got mine right here. See, 160 gallons, and I paid $2.40 a gallon. That's yesterday's prices, all right. So I spent $384 in fuel costs. You got that? Now, I pay a lot more for my propane and heating fuel oil. Okay, whatever. The thing is if I have a steel sips home. That's why I have an energy efficient home. And I'm telling you that this is the way of the future. If you want green, the idea is, and this is why we have a deal. We're partners here at the Power Hour because of the fact that I donate every time somebody builds a steel sips house. ShopAffordableHomes.com. Go there, read the website. All the information's there. I can help you get one done. The Biden administration, by the way, has ordered banks not to reject illegal immigrants' loan applications. Oh, my God, here we go. It's no wonder Bank of America has closed 21 branches in 1 week while Wells Fargo has shuttered 15. Is yours on the list? Well, if you click on our little tab there when you get your email blast, you'll be able to find out. 8 of the 21 Bank of America closures were in California. Gee, I wonder why that is. 54 locations had either closed or were scheduled to close between the 1st and the 7th of this month. 3 were in Louisville and Kentucky. They're looking at where the banks are most productive. Gee, I wonder if it's in neighborhoods that are a little, well, shall we say, underprivileged. That would be redlining in reverse, wouldn't it? You be the judge. The president, by the way, this is really amazing how he's announcing he goes to Philadelphia over the weekend amid the persistent inflation in the Middle East crisis. And he's announced funding for 7 hydrogen hubs spanning 17 states as part of his clean energy agenda. Gee, I wonder how much that's going to cost to build. He says, as a result, I truly believe this country is about to take off. Oh, it gets better than that. Let me scroll down to the Second Amendment. So Biden, Saturday night, goes to a human rights campaign national dinner, pushing for his assault weapons ban and asked, are you ready for this? Now I know he's off his rocker, officially. Here's the quote. Who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in the chamber? Biden didn't provide an example of a gun that holds 100 rounds in the chamber, but simply added that weapon's only meant for one thing, to kill people. 100 rounds in the chamber. That's like saying a rooster sat on top of a barn with a gable roof and laid an egg. Which side did the egg roll down? And people are going, I don't know. Yeah, roosters don't lay eggs. Duh. Remember that joke? Yeah. Wow. It's like a plane crashed on the border of U.S. and Canada. Where do they bury the survivors? Any right-thinking person knows you don't bury survivors. Where in the hell did this idiot with a mental acuity of office furniture get the idea that a weapon holds 100 rounds in the chamber? It holds one round, Joe. Shove that ice cream in your face and shut up. We don't need your ilk in D.C. anymore, and I have a feeling that if something nefarious doesn't happen and we have a fair election, you won't be in office after this cycle ends in 2024. You've trashed America enough, Joe, and now we have to listen to this diatribe? 100 rounds in the chamber. What do you think people were thinking? You think they were thinking that his wifey was going to have to come and rescue him? Oh, no, no. No, that's not part of the equation. 100 rounds in the chamber. I know he's off his rocker now. 100 rounds in the chamber. Even a Gatling gun doesn't hold 100 rounds in the chamber. Joe, what is the matter with you? What's the matter with you, Joe? New Mexico sheriff, we won't enforce the governor's amended concealed carry ban. Gotta love it. Sheriff's doing the right thing. Ninth Circuit, though, has stayed a lower court ruling allowing California to ban magazines. High-capacity magazines are still not allowed in the state, thanks to U.S. District Judge Roger T. Benitez's decision. Yep. The magazine ban is going to stand. Yep. See, this is the thing. Benitez blocked the enforcement of the ban. U.S. Court of Appeals for Ninth Circuit stated. That means it's moving forward. Right? Think about that. Illinois' new assault weapon and magazine ban is in effect October 1. That state opened its registry for grandfathered weapons and magazines so that owners who've already legally purchased weapons can go and register them with the state. Of course, Illinois gun owners rushed to register their weapons and magazine in compliance with the new law, right? I don't think so. Got to do my Andy Looney again. Ha! Oh my. Craziness, isn't it? Unbelievable. And of course, you would own nothing and you would be happy. So we get this Gen Zer out there that buys a $200 plot of land in the desert outside Joshua Tree, California. 21-year-old from Los Angeles went viral on TikTok, showed off his new land purchase in Joshua Tree for $200. He bought 1,000 square feet of desert, showing others what Gen Zers can afford. Oh my gosh. Homeownership in 2023, one commenter said. That comment was like 38,000 times. Hey, can I get the other $200 spot and hang out with you? And I'm being dead serious. I have nothing else to do, someone else said. Another person said, do you own that land out right now for $200? I'm about to live in the middle of nowhere and build myself a desert hag shed to grow old in. Another person said, yeah, it's just going on. Panic by some Americans searching to live off the grid on the internet, hitting the highest level in 5 years. And this is a Gen Zer buying a $200 plot of land in the desert after complaining about owning nothing. Well, now you own something. Yeah, the driving force behind finding a rural piece of land for dirt cheap, buying or building a tiny home, installing its solar panels, and sourcing your own food and water might have to do with the worst inflation storm in a generation, while Democrat cities are imploding under the weight of soaring violent crime. Of course, Gen Zers are finding out firsthand about being scammed into $100,000 of college debt by libtard institutions, only to be released into the real world where central banks in D.C. have sparked 2 years of elevated inflation. And this is one of the reasons why they're getting a little perturbed. Amazing how that works. Hey, guess what? You know the SIPs houses that I build? Guess what? We can build tiny homes too. In fact, I've got like 4 different tiny home plans you can choose from if you like living in that kind of environment. I think it's kind of like claustrophobic after a while, but some people, hey, they like it. He likes it. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. Is Mikey a Gen Zer too? Wow. Okay, 53 minutes after the hour, getting ready to go to break. Hopefully we'll get Joaquim Hakopian out of his digs to talk to us. The iodine deficiency epidemic, we talked about this, how to prevent and treat it for your health. This is one of the reasons why we talk about taking Nuke Protect, because it helps with your iodine. Now, we also have detoxidine, 1 fluid ounce. This is deep earth source nascent iodine supplement that helps support thyroid health, the immune system, and more. So we have detoxidine, and we also have Nuke Protect for those of you that can't handle a lot or don't do enough to get iodine-rich foods into your system. Not having enough iodine adversely affects the muscles, heart, liver, kidney, and developing brain. And of course, now there's a new study out showing artificial sweeteners cause weight gain. Not the ultimate irony. And we also have another article, The Ultimate Guide to Kicking Sugar, Part 8, 10 surprising things that happen after you stop eating sugar. Well, there's another article you really need to grab onto. Food and Drug Administration has warned patients and healthcare providers about the risk associated with compounded ketamine. Oh, that's a new thing for psychedelics, huh? Yeah, illicit ketamine use is on the rise, so they got to say something about it, right? Is it possible that preventing Parkinson's disease, the second most common neurodegenerative disease after Alzheimer's, could be as simple as calling a friend or visiting a neighbor? Maybe. Yeah, they're finding out now neurodegenerative diseases could be linked to loneliness. Loneliness, believe it or not. Wow. Well, we're at the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. We will be back. We're going to try to reach out to Joachim Hagopian and talk about the Hamas-Israel conflict, the latest Zionist war exposed here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for staying with us. We'll be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.